The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the March 2025 issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin on page 2. We have a few more from Area on the Prairie. I just visited Summit Bechtel Reserve in West Virginia. It was very fun, and I got to learn several merit badges, like cooking and wilderness survival. I also got to go on the long zip line and white water rafting with my friends. That's from Tommy W. in Media, Pennsylvania.
Sounds like a high-flying good time, Tommy. Also, did you know that the really long zip line at the summit is called Alexander's Eagle Flight? Pretty cool name, if I do so say so myself.
I was wondering what the best hiking boots are if you're on a budget. Since I don't have any now, I have been using indoor soccer cleats, which caused me to slide. That from Benjamin P. in Horseheads, New York.
Fear not, Benjamin. Many a scout has been in your shoes. Well, your future shoes. And that means we've got the perfect list for you. The Gear Guy has a roundup of hiking boots and a range of prices. Check it out at go.scoutlife.org/boots.
I am currently a den chief. It is a great way to branch out and learn about the new Cub Scout program updates. I love it, and I think so many people would love it, too, if they knew about it through your articles. That's from Kaysen W. in North Lake, Texas.
We hear this a lot, Kaysen, especially from den chiefs like yourself. If you're reading this and you're in a troop, check with your adult leaders about the possibility of serving as a den chief for a pack in your area. Speaking of areas, Kaysen, I see you're in North Lake. Is that on the opposite side of the lake from Brian, our first letter writer this month? That's pretty neat. Coincidence. Write back to let me know which lake you are to are nearby so I can do a flyby and wave to you both at once. Happy spring break, everybody, and see you next month. Ah!
Now let's go to page 12 for cleanup crews. Our planet's waterways need all scouts to join together and make a difference. Here on top of page 12, much of the trash that people live in neighborhoods, parks, and on the sides of roads ends up in our waterways. Picking up trash in your community is a great way to help. And here at the bottom of page 12, at Seabase, a Scouting America high adventure base in the Florida Keys, scouts use kayaks to collect trash from hard-to-reach areas. Scouting America's latest conservation program is all about our rivers, lakes, streams, creeks, and oceans. Scouting for Clean Waterways is a nationwide scouting effort designed to keep our water clean. It starts on Earth Day, April 22nd. Scouts of all ages in all locations can participate. Even if you don't live near a giant body of water, chances are that some of the trash in your community will eventually end up in the water somewhere anyway. The requirements are simple. Cut down on your use of disposable plastics in your everyday life. Beginning on Earth Day, participate in a cleanup project near a river, canal, lake, stream, swamp, beach, or other waterway in your community. If there is no body of water near you, any trash pickup project will do. Grab a trusted adult and share details of the project on social media using the hashtag CleanWaterScouts. Make sure your adult leader logs the details of the cleanup on the Debris Tracker app from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Download the app at debristracker.org. If a Scouting for Clean Waterways project is done at one of Scout America's high adventure bases, Clean Hub, a nonprofit organization dedicated to cleaning up the world's oceans, will remove that same amount of trash overseas, doubling the impact on the environment. In the Florida Keys, scouts from Troop 269 in Fremont, California, attended a sea-based program in the Florida Keys last summer, during which they participated in a sneak preview of the Scouting for Clean Waterways program. Some of the scouts took part in a cleanup service project at Big Munson Island, where scouts who visit Sea Base can spend the night. Even though no one was there permanently, trash still makes its way to Big Munson, possibly from other parts of the Keys. The scouts had to walk in, around, and through sargassum, a type of sea found on the island that can get hot and stinky, especially when it's full of trash. At another location, scouts used kayaks to collect trash from hard-to-reach spots. "We went around in kayaks, picking up garbage that was stuck in the roots of the mangrove trees," says 17-year-old Eagle Scout Ben Croton. "It felt great to participate in this project because it helps protect the wildlife for others to see and enjoy. It wasn't an easy job, but that's part of what made it so special. The experience was both challenging and rewarding," says Zachary Croton, 13, a Star Scout. "It was challenging because some of the items we had to clean up were quite difficult to move. However, it was also fun working together with the team to make a positive impact on the environment." A scuba adventure. Venturing Crew 820 in St. Paul, Minnesota, spends most of its time scuba diving. Each year, they participate in the local cleanup effort at Lake Phalen. That project makes them eligible for future scouting and Clean Waterways awards. "I was able to help the lake system by removing unwanted garbage from the lake bottom," says 19-year-old Eagle Scout Alex Kinseth. "In addition to plastic, Crew 820 has pulled up all kinds of nasty trash from the lake. They remove heavier items like tables and boat rudders by attaching inflatable bags to them to help them float. This lake and park are used by many children and families," Alex says. "We need to keep our water systems clean. Not having clean water affects everyone." What's so bad about plastic? Some conservation experts say as much as 30 million pounds of plastic is dumped into our oceans each year. Millions more pounds are dumped into rivers, lakes, streams, swamps, and associated waterways. They calculate that more than 1 million marine animals are killed each year due to plastic marine debris. Also, waterways and marine debris pollute soil. Animals then ingest that pollution, and humans eat those animals. It takes hundreds of years for plastic to decompose on its own, which means we need more humans to help clean up. Captains of the outfield. Meet some of baseball's best center fielders. Center fielders are the baseball stars making highlight reel plays, leaping to rob home runs, or sliding across the outfield to prevent base hits. They cover vast territory and lead the defense by taking charge of pop-ups and directing teammates. These players have powerful, accurate arms to keep runners from advancing and are critical offensive contributors, often hitting home runs and driving in key runs. Veterans like Aaron Judge and Mike Trout have long set the national standards as top center fielders. But rising stars like Julio Rodriguez and Luis Robert Jr. are the next big names. These players embody the athleticism, leadership, and offensive power that define the best center fielders in Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge, New York Yankees. Any discussion about Judge centers on his incredible offensive production. In his ninth season in 2024, he put up huge numbers with 58 home runs, 144 runs batted in, and a .322 batting average, leading the Yankees to the American League East title. Last August, He surpassed 300 career home runs, becoming the fastest player to reach that milestone in Major League history. Judge has hit 50-plus homers in three different seasons, a feat accomplished by only four other players. Despite his towering 280-pound, 6'7" frame, Judge covers significant ground in the outfield. Initially a right fielder when he joined the Yankees in 2016, he transitioned to center field in 2022. "I've always felt like I'm the center fielder," Judge says in a 22 New York Post article. "Even when they keep putting me in right field, I always treat everything like I'm the center fielder." Judge is also dedicated to his defense. Learning how the ball bounces off the outfield wall, the warning track, and the grass, and how ground balls move at every stadium. Next, we have Mike Trout, Los Angeles Angels. When healthy, Trout consistently ranks among baseball's best center fielders offensively and defensively. From 2012 to 2019, he was widely regarded as the top player, winning three American League Most Valuable Player awards, the American League Rookie of the Year award, and seven Silver Slugger awards, and making the All-Star team each year. However, he missed significant playing time with injuries in 2017 and 21 through 24. Despite injury setbacks, Trout is still a Hall of Fame caliber player as he enters his 15th season. In 2022, he played 119 games and contributed 28 doubles, 40 home runs, and 80 RBIs, numbers that would be impressive even in a full 162-game season. Trout has hit more than 30 home runs in seven seasons and driven in more than 100 runs three times. His combination of power and speed dazzles at the plate and in the field. Next, we have Julio Rodriguez, Seattle Mariners. Rodriguez burst into the scene at age 21 in 2022, winning the American League Rookie of the Year award with 28 home runs, 25 stolen bases, 75 runs batted in, and a .284 average. He followed up with even a more impressive second season, recording 37 doubles, 32 homers, 37 steals, 103 runs batted in, and a .275 average. He became the first player ever to hit 25 home runs and steal 25 bases in each of his first two seasons, and the third to notch 30-plus home runs, 30-plus stolen bases, and 100 RBIs by age 22 or younger. Combined with his speed, covering ground in the outfield, and powerful throwing arm, he has quickly established himself as one of the game's elite players. There are so many balls he gets to and catches and makes it look easy, former Mariners manager Scott Servais said on the Fox Sports com. The amount of ground he can cover with the running speed is awesome. Luis Robert Jr., Chicago White Sox. Robert is a powerful and speedy baseball player at 6'2" and 230 pounds. In 2023, during his fourth season, he achieved a rare combination with 36 doubles, 38 homers, a franchise record for White Sox center fielders, 20 steals, and 80 RBIs. He earned his first All-Star game appearance that year. More so, Robert's power lets him easily hit pitches to all parts of the field, and his exceptional speed helps him make impressive defensive plays, including diving catches and robbing opponents at the fence. His performance dipped last year due to team struggles and a hip injury, but at age 27, he's expected to bounce back this season. See you at the camp. Ready to have some fun this summer? These incredible camps have got you covered. Camp Alexander. Pathway to the Rockies Council location, Lake George, Colorado. Mountains are calling. This 325-acre mountain camp sits at more than 8,000 feet in elevation and boasts views of evergreen forests, rugged cliffs, and nearby mountains, including Pikes Peak. You even get scenic views of waterfalls as you enter camp. It also features access to a lake and river where you can fish for rainbow trout. Into the Outback. Older scouts can embark on a Rocky Mountain adventure, both on and off-site. In the Outback program, you get to pedal a mountain bike around the canyon and camp, ride the whitewater rapids on the Arkansas River, and scale rock walls in Red Rocks Canyon. You'll hike up a mountain, too, Blue Mountain in camp, and the 14,115-foot-tall Pikes Peak. Theme of the day. Every day is different. It might be Crazy Hat Day or Hawaiian Shirt Day. The camp is high-energy staff, keeps fun at the forefront. They lead camp songs, offer 45 merit badge classes, and host a carnival day when scouts can play games and savor hamburgers and snow cones. Camp Squanto, Mayflower Council, location Plymouth, Massachusetts. A century of camp. Step back in time by visiting the Cosoni Museum. You can check out old troop photos, camp patches, and a scouting-themed model train set. It's a great place to work on the scouting heritage and railroading merit badges, two of the 60 merit badges normally offered at this 100-year-old camp. Head off-site. There are plenty of fun activities at camp. Sunfish sailing, archery, and a COPE ropes course. If you're an experienced camper and want to try something different off-site, sign up for the ACE program, where you can go whale watching at Plymouth Harbor, kayak at a nearby lake, and climb at an indoor gym. Put on your game face. Don't laugh when you're face-to-face with a staff member as they're mooning like a cow. Mooing like a cow. Getting into a moo-off challenge is just one of the silly, fun games you can play. You can also enjoy human foosball, gaga ball, three-legged relay races, cornhole, and water polo. Some events are live-streamed on social media, so your parents can cheer you on from home. Goose Pond Scout Reservation, Northeastern Pennsylvania Council, location, Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Talk to me, Goose. Founded in 1920, this camp has more than 500 acres to enjoy, but only 200 scouts are on site each week. This creates a family-style atmosphere where staff members get to know you by name by the end of the week. Whether you're working on rank requirements in the first-year program, taking one of the 50 merit badges classes, or going out post-camping at the Voyager program. Rich in history. Famous scouter Bill Hillcourt, nicknamed Green Bar Bill, visited Goose Pond to honor the author of the first field book and multiple editions of the Boy Scout Handbook. The camp offers Green Bar Patrol Awards, build patrol spirit throughout the week, and you might help your unit earn a special honor ribbon. Too much to do. If there's one complaint staff hears, it's that there's too much to do in a single week. You can drive in all-terrain vehicles, ATVs, go whitewater canoeing down the Delaware River, sail on the 45-acre lake, and ride the 300-foot-long zip line. Because there's so much, you'll want to go back the next year to do everything else. Camp Constantine, Circle 10 Council, location, Gradford, Texas. A week by canoe. Interested in earning the 50-mile award, the exploration merit badge, and the snorkeling award? You can get them all during a week-long aquatic trek. Fun on the lake. Everyone can take part in a raft race, a sailing regatta, and a Grand Olympic Olympiad, which is a troop relay race requiring running, swimming, and canoeing. You can take several water-based merit badges, but out of the camp, 60-plus badges typically offered. is your free time in your free time. Camp Constantine provides plenty of full activities, from movie nights to video game tournaments to gaga ball and a paintball range, plus disc golf and sand volleyball. You can go hiking, play chess, and add branding to some of your gear. These are soccer games throughout the week, too. Camp Davy Crockett, Sequoia Council, location Whitesburg, Tennessee. On the wild frontier, spend a week at Davy Crockett Frontier Camp where you can enjoy blacksmithing and leatherworking. You get to take home a time period hunting shirt that you'll wear during this special camp program that takes you back to the 1800s. Let's play. You can climb the 72-foot-tall climbing tower, take a dip in the huge swimming pool, golf the 9-hole course, kayak the lake, take on the archery range, and play basketball and card games. You can challenge the camp staff to a game, too. Once a troop and the staff held a contest requiring them to wrestle an inflatable alligator. The staff also hosts a podcast that highlights skits and games. A scout is reverent. Being out in nature can also be a time to reflect on your life and faith. The camp offers a religious program for a variety of beliefs, allowing you to delve deeper into the 12th point of the Scout Law. There's a set of patches you can earn as you work on projects and essays. Tomahawk Scout Camp, Northern Star Council, location Birchwood, Wisconsin. Waterlogged. Head over to the waterfront for aquatic fun. There's a 35-foot giant blob and other inflatables to bounce on, as well as a rope swing and games. You can learn how to navigate a catamaran sailboat and go board sailing on the lake. Older scouts can sign up for a sailing adventure on Lake Superior aboard a 60-foot boat, or go on a whitewater kayaking or canoeing trip. Become a lumberjack. Learn how to chop wood and climb poles at the Knapp State Stout Logging Camp. Make a miniature tomahawk, use a two-person saw, and brand a mug, water bottle, or wooden cookie to take home. Older scouts can also work on building a log cabin and try blacksmithing. Back to nature. Horseback rides are available in the afternoons and evenings, but horses aren't the only animals at Tomahawk. You can visit the fields northeast of the Welcome Center, home to a herd of more than 100 bison. You can also learn about beavers, reptiles, and amphibians on site. Quivira Scout Ranch, Quivira Council, location Sedan, Texas. All that's fit to print. Many camps have technology centers where you can learn about STEM and digital tech at Quivira Center. You can use one of the 4 3D printers to design and make amazing creations. Scouts having printed chess sets, mugs, and Dwayne the Rock Johnson figurines. Rockin' and reelin'. Activities abound. Including rock climbing at both an artificial climbing area and a natural walk wall. The 3,000-acre property also has a large lake, a target sports area, hiking and biking trails, and a fish camp where local game wardens and biologists teach lessons about the fish in the lake and where you practice fishing for them. High Q. Want some high adventure? Quivira's got you covered with its new high adventure program. High Q, choose from 3 week-long adventures. Fish Camp, conquer the water of backpacking at Fish Camp. You'll learn everything you need to know about the fish in the lake and how to catch them. For Conquer the Water, it's a week on the water as you hop in a canoe, kayak, jet ski, and dragon boat. And in backpacking trek to a 2-night outpost where you can go hiking and canoeing. And finally, we have Camp Pioneer, Cascade Pacific Council, location Edina, Oregon. A classic camp. The Cascade Pacific Council has 3 camps, Meriwether, Baldwin, and Pioneer. If you want to go to a big camp with a lot of amenities, check out Meriwether. If you want to go horseback riding, Baldwin is the place to be. But if you want a classic summer camp experience in a serene location where you can receive individualized attention, then Pioneer is for you. Get out. Every Wednesday, you can get out of camp for a fun day trip. Hike around the lush green forest in the Mount Jefferson Wilderness area of Scramble, or scramble along a mountain trail. You can also go spelunking at one of the coolest nearby attractions. The Sawyer Ice Caves, which hold in ice formations, are as late as July. All about the merch. The design for the camp's t-shirts, hoodies, and snapback caps changes every year. You want to update your wardrobe with all the cool gear, each emblazoned with the camp signature gem logo. Scouting around, be a cut above. Legendary lumberjack Paul Bunyan knew how to wield an axe. Older scouts can learn how to use this camp tool, but you shouldn't try to imitate the fictional character by clearing entire forests. Instead, follow safe, responsible practices for using an axe, only cutting trees with permission and good reason. An axe is a useful tool that can chop firewood, clear a trail, and shape spars for pioneering projects. Before using one, make sure the axe is sharp. You're wearing sturdy boots, gloves, and protective gear. You're using the axe at least 10 feet away from other people, and you're under adult supervision. Remember, axes are not toys. They can hurt you or others if handled improperly. Refer to the Scouts BSA handbook for all the safety precautions you must take. To chop wood, get our feet set and body balanced, both with hands gripping the axe's handle. At the start of your swing, one hand should be near the handle knob, while the other hand is near the axe head. Raise the axe and let your upper hand slide down the axe handle as you swing. Focus your swings on accurately rather than power. You cut wood quicker and more efficiently if you hit the wood in the same spot each time. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.